Blog Talk Radio.
I just wish we all understood the beauty of music.
About Jesus and the fact that he was perfect, and he thinks that I'm worth it. I know I got a purpose, so when I don't like what I see in the mirror, I learn to look past the surface. Believe me, God heard it, cause these words came from my heart. I was in pain, it was dark. Then came the spark of light down the road to let me know he would lighten.
Now that's some
sick.
Hold up. Why you looking at us crazy, man? Just hold up. Them Florida boys never lazy, man. We go up. Running around the city like all night. Hands up to the skylight. Yeah. We talk nah, nah, nah. You talk about we live it. How we live.
Chain like I'm digging in the sea. Great bread when we eat. I ain't got a stunt, whole vibe on fleek. I put that on my mama, ain't going back to nothing. Got love for my hood, we gon' keep it 100. Hey, time gon' run it. Front line ain't in the hood, we the runners. Send no commas, no pressure, no drama. 100 for Christ, I put that on my mama.
Yeah, we talk nah, 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 nah. You talk about we live it, how we live it, man. She's from around this crazy.
Good, everybody. This is Tommy, a.k.a. Urban G, lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl, Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, and I see your face.
No political committee, just lots of love, daps and high fives, Romans exploring action, living new lives, a place where new life is immediate, the good fruit will grow, just be patient and obedient, imagine a new fam with no divorce, no baby mama drama, no child support, and homes where fathers raise their children, let them know the value like one in a billion, and then they step up to be spiritual leaders, go from cheaters to believers, from deadbeats to achievers, watch families find reconciliation with healing and forgiveness, replace legal mediation. Imagine if we could crush discrimination, create a community that won't judge pigmentation.
I'm waiting for a day when I see your face. I know that your time is here. I pray they are here.
churches work together. There's no competition, just a kingdom endeavor. It gets no better. Imagine impact it can measure. That goes beyond attendance at a sermon or lecture. What if crime dropped? Homicide stopped? What if gardens replaced empty lots? Prayer warriors populate every block. No more drugs, no more violence, no more crooked cops. Just mentors, classes, and job training. Not a handout, but a hand up to a life that's sustaining. Dignity, vision, and purpose. I know rebuilding's hard, but I'm telling you it's worth it. Freedom isn't perfect, but perfect is coming. Beyond what we'll imagine, it'll be so stunning. In the meantime, we get a glimpse of heaven on earth. Every time we get to witness that spiritual rebirth.
I'm waiting for a day.
With Nehemiah on his knees kneeling, praying and fasting, hands up to the ceiling. The creator of the universe started revealing the master plan. He stepped up, he could have ran. He only had wine glasses up in his hands. This cupbearer was about to get a tan. Traveled to his forefather's land. Yo, I'm a fan of his courageous obedience. This is one of the key missing rebuilding ingredients that can get polluted by what the culture's feeding us. That's how the enemy is beating us and leading us in the lies that crumble. Churches that stumble, a world that fumbles, brings us full circle back to humble. Humble beginnings to re-heal, humble hearts to re-heal. Now humble beats go and rebuild.
Oh, yeah, girl, can I see your face? No, it's just here. I'm waiting for a day when I see your face. When all of my friends fade away. Oh, I know it's just here. I pray they'll hear your calling. This love has been calling for change.
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Here, another blessed Monday. I love to say that my Mondays is a double blessing for me. You know, it's the beginning of the week. It's a brand new day. It's actually the beginning of a new month. And we're about to go into a new year. So blessings to everyone that's on. That's listening through either the website or is calling in. Don't forget the number to call in is 213-943-3705. And you can call in to Shine to say good morning, to share some positive vibes. That's the way I like to keep it on Mondays. So how's everybody doing? Whew, Mondays, right? Everybody got to take a breather. Let's take a breather together, right? Okay, Monday is here. I don't know. I'd be happy on Mondays. A lot of people like gloomy Mondays. I'd be like, no, it's a blessing Monday. The fact that God has given us another day and has shown us mercy and favor, listen, I don't know about you, but I'm forever grateful, you know? Today is a special day for me because last year, exactly this day, last year, I got baptized for the very first time. And when I say the very first time, I mean I was baptized. My godparents baptized me. I was at the age of 6 or 7. But last year, I made the decision to accept Jesus Christ in my life. And so that was the choice, because when I was young, I really didn't have a choice. I didn't make that choice. They made it for me. So last year, I made the choice. And it's been sort of a year, to say the least. It's been a roller coaster of a year ever since I was baptized last year. I mean, even prior to that, this journey, the spiritual journey of mine, already has been going on for 2.5 years, and I'm so grateful for it. I'm just so grateful. So many amazing things have been happening in my life, and I'm just overjoyed. You know, I can't stop saying thank you, Jesus, thank you. I just can't. I'm also hyped up because we're on our fifth day of our seven-day revival at my church, at Crossover, Tampa, 1235 Fowler Avenue. If anybody's in Florida, in the Tampa Bay area, we're doing revivals. It starts at 7. They've been super amazing. We've had so many amazing speakers and pastors, and our worship team is on fire, and it's just been amazing. It's just been amazing how Crossover has been in that location for 7 years now. They were prior, you know, somewhere else, but in this particular location, we're celebrating 7 years of just being there. So that's amazing. So shout out to my Crossover family. Shout out to my chosen women, my corner women, my church family from Crossover, and all churches across. So saying that, then going into saying that this morning, well, yesterday and this morning, I woke up praying for the church in Texas. You know, that senseless shooting, someone going into a church, Lord Jesus, someone actually being so insane that will walk in a holy place and just start shooting people. You know, please pray for that pastor that now has to be able to pray over these souls, these 26 souls, and one of them being his young daughter. You know, people complain about things, but imagine being in his position, having to pray for his church family and for his own daughter, how evil just stepped into his church. So please keep them uplifted and keep them in prayer. Shout out to my New York City family, my Florida, Connecticut, Jersey, my Saudi Arabia family, the UK, everybody that tunes in. I got a worldwide audience, y'all, and, you know, I'm forever grateful for it. I'm going to my phone lines right now, see who's on with me this morning. 646-646, good morning, y'all, with M-A-E-T-K, peace.
What's up, sis? Good morning.
What up, what up? What's up, what's up?
What's going on? You already know who it is. Relax, man. Ready to go to work, man. Get that, you know. I'm in a positive mood right now. Driving, going to work, baby. And I know I have not been attending church.
They asked for you yesterday. You were asked about yesterday. I want to let you know they're praying
for
you.
Amen for that. I like that. I love that. But you know, our 50 buck is coming up, girl.
Yes,
the big 5-0.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, I'm doing good. I'm, you know, holding my head up. I do pray every day. I do that. And, yes, I do read the Bible. We have to, but I'm not attending church, and that's my. I have to go forward and start attending church again, because I was doing great when I was going with you, and you know I fell off the wagon. I don't know why, but I do
it
know
happens.
Why. But
life happens. Listen, life happens.
Yes.
Things are gonna happen, but what you want to do is when you realize that you're getting that distance, check yourself, don't wreck yourself, and go back to church.
You already know. Okay. Okay, you already know. I had to call in. I seen the thing on Facebook. I said, oh, my sister's back on? Okay, let me do this first. Let me do this.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I love you. I'll talk to you. But stay listening. Let me just pick up these other calls.
Okay, baby. I love you, man. Be easy, okay, baby?
I love you. All right, God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
I'm going into my other phone line, 347. 347, good morning, y'all. We're M-A-E-2-K, peace. 347-866, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning,
Hello,
who's
sis. This is your sister, your queen.
Boo-boo. This is my...
BX, I'm your sister.
Yes, good morning, Boo-boo.
Listen,
good morning.
I know you received my text, right?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. But
okay,
I was getting ready to
so
get on.
You can hear me clear? You can hear me clear? That's all
very
right.
Very clear.
Okay, so first of all, I just want to give God all the glory and honor right now for waking us up. And I thank God for you because I watched your growth, and you had inspired so many people. And I tell you, it's like even from a blink of an eye, you know, it's like, wow, I remember when we was just like this, and, you know, now we're, like, on fire. Well, you know, though I mean, we've been on this mission even in the world. We just didn't know it, you know.
Yes.
And coming to the point now that we're doing it to glorify God and not mankind, not ourselves, because we can't do nothing. We can't do nothing without Him. But I was inspired today with this, it says, is in this 2 Peter 1, verse 1, chapter 1, I ain't got my glasses, 3. It says, confirming one's calling and election. And he says, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life, through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruptions in the world caused by evil desires. And that inspired me so much because to you, you know, and it does also rebuke things from you just as well. And, you know, for me, it inspired it. And as I'm listening and I'm like, okay, you know, Lord, just show me a word. I need a word. I need a prayer this morning. I need it. You know, I spoke to one of my other sisters, but it's like, you know, it's a in and out. I was like, I know who. E2K, I said, I got to talk to my sister Emma. I was like, Emma crying. I'm like, I need you. I need your prayer. And sometimes even though we know the Lord and we, you know, we can know the Lord, and people need to understand this. We're imperfect. You know, we were born sinners, saved by grace, but we are still a work in progress. We are never going to be perfect. We only go to perfection, meaning just to, you know, God is going to chip things off of us that we are going to hurt. We're going to grieve. We're going to go through. We just got to let every single bit thing go, from children, from parents, from everything.
Our goal is to be more Christ-like, but doesn't mean we're going to be Christ, you know? But
exactly.
It's to be,
you know,
Christ-like.
And when you see, and the thing is this, like, you know my situation, right? And it's crazy because I'll speak life to somebody and then they receive what I need. And I'm like, really, Lord? And He's like, patient, you know?
Patience.
And I'm like, you know, so I just told this man right now, he got stuck because, you know, his car was double parked, you know? And I'm like, car, and I'm like, he's trying to get out. And I'm like, listen, I don't know if you know God, but look at this as a blessing. God is probably saving you. He said, no, I'm a Christian. I said, amen. I said, you know what? God is probably saying, right now He's saving you from destruction. Maybe He needs you to have, maybe He's showing you what it is to have peace, to have patience. Mm. Because you see, I'm anxious. I'm an anxious, hyped up person. He teaches you how to be patient and say, you know what, look at the blessing of this. Had you got into that car forcefully and go out, guess what would have happened? You never know. I don't know.
Right.
So
right.
Stay still, be still, and I'm going to stand in the gap, and I'm going to stand here right with you. And sure enough, look, he moved. The guy came, and, you know, all glory goes on to God. It wasn't my word. God, I said, God gave me a message to give to you, and I'm still standing there, and it's drizzling. like I got any business to get any sicker than I am, you know? But, sick or no, I'm like, really, Lord? Okay, thank you, I'm sick, but it's all right. I'll do your work because you heal me anyway, you know? But I thank you.
Yeah.
I thank you because you're awesome, and I really do need the prayer. So later
when,
on, we got to pray, girl.
We know when God calls, when he gives us a calling, he also equips us, you know what I'm saying? And he enables us.
Amen.
He's there, you know. He provides. He qualifies us.
Yeah.
You know, that I was I did a YouTube video on that, asking, you know, who qualifies you? Because to any position, is God, you know, especially once you answer a call, you know, or, you know, people are complaining, oh, I don't have a GED or a high school diploma or a degree or whatever. Listen, you don't need all that.
God is the one.
Wherever he's going to play, whatever you're going to do, he's going to qualify you to that. You know, if it's to speak to people, he's going to qualify you. If it's to do manual labor, he's going to qualify you. Whatever it is, wherever that he needs you, and you answer the call, he'll be like, Lord, place me wherever you need to place me. He will qualify you for that.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Just pray for them keys,
so people,
baby girl.
People need to not to worry about certain things, certain things that you need to let go and let God, you know?
Amen. All I ask you, sis, just pray for these keys, you know?
Yes.
And that I will have, you know, sometimes we just feel that, you know, that we don't, you know, because we go to church and we go do this and we do that and we have titles and we have, you know, people literally think that we're not human. Like, we just like, oh, you supposed, oh, you come from God. You'd be like, are you mocking me? Like, really? Like, are you serious? Like, do you think that if you bleed, I bleed different? No.
Right.
I'm in the flesh, you know? And
this
people just don't understand.
Yeah. This is why I'm always repeating to people, you know, the main goal. There's a goal in everything, right? So the main goal is to be Christ-like, not Christ. There's only one Christ. We will never be Christ.
Amen.
You know, we're not perfect. We're always going to fall because it's going to happen. So what makes us different, what motivates us, is knowing that we can, as soon as we fall, we can get back up with his grace and his mercy. You know, there's a lot of people that fall and want to stay down and have a big party. We know
no,
we have to, you know, we know we fall, but we know we have to get right back up. We ain't got no time for that. We ain't got no time to be at a pity party. We got to get up and do wrong things right, you know. That's just the difference. For other people, it's the same. We still get tempted. We still go through temptation. We still have to fight.
Yeah, Jesus did. Jesus did. He got tempted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what he did, he got up and used the word. That's why it's important to be in the word, so like that we know how to, you know, come back at the devil, because the devil, what he does, he knows the Bible from left and right. He already knows. He'll use it even against you. That's how he
mm-hmm.
is. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, me knowing all this at times, and I'm going to say most of the time, you know, we seem to not unconsciously, we unconsciously doubt, unconsciously. And then he shows you that you just doubted me? Like, really? Like, the way I talk to him, the way, you know how I am.
So fast. I be feeling like the worst.
Yeah, what? I'm on the street now, girl.
Yeah, you're
what
live
you
on
said?
The air.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm walking through.
I said that I be feeling bad afterwards. Like, when I doubt, I be like, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. I be feeling terrible. Like, why? How I even
No,
doubt?
But when you All right. So when you do it unconsciously, this is what I'm saying.
Yes.
When you do it unconsciously, not knowing that you doubt him because you do it on your own will, and
right,
he didn't
right.
send you to do it, you know.
Right.
And then when you find out that you're doing it on your own will, you're like, Lord, like, how can I doubt you? You created me. You know every piece of hair I got in my hair. I can't even count that. Like,
yeah.
You know, and that's when everything starts to, and then you boohooing, and I'm like, oh my. I stop boohooing. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Can I get this, please? But it's
that's
not so much about receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, I just want to be at this peace. I'm troubled today. I'm not going to sit here and lie. And, you know, I'm just feeling a little, you know, that's why I'm like, all right, Lord, what is it? What's going on, you know? And
right.
I just got to have faith. You know, my faith is just, you know, and people will go through dry seasons. We'll go through our, oh, glory be to God, and, you know, whatever. But I need my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I need my prayers. I need my, you know, I need that boost. It's like when the car, when your battery goes, what you need, that boost. I need that boost. A drink ain't going to do it.
That's right.
A
drink
Red Bull ain't going to do it.
Pill.
A Red Bull ain't going to do it. That they'll give me a heart attack.
It's just
but anyway, I just love you, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love you, sis. Thank you for calling in. You're always an inspiration to me as well. You know,
thank you.
Iron
make sure you
iron.
Call me.
Iron
yes,
sharpens
ma'am.
Iron. So we
yes,
have to stay
ma'am.
Getting sharp. No? I will call you definitely
yeah,
after
because
the show.
I'm about. You're welcome. I'm about to go into this place. These gentlemen just walked in. I just thought that, you know, they thought I was opening the door for them. But I was being polite. It's just that I was stepping out because I'm going to go get something to eat.
Okay.
I'm
I
live.
Will call you.
This is me.
I love you. God bless you.
I love you.
God bless
you. And thank you for all the listeners. Yes. Keep me in prayer.
Yes.
Love
we
you.
Will. Love you too. Talk to you later.
All right. Okay, bye.
BX was officially in the building. That was my sis, always calling in. You know, we always check on each other.
Give up.
Zion.
Don't do it, babe. Love us too, but it's just not in our blood, blood, blood. We were built for this too.
Spread to women all around the world. Where my ladies, where my working ladies, where my college, where my bosses, where the mothers, single ladies. Don't believe the hype. You're more than what's between your thighs. They kill the self-esteem, make you think you're not a queen. But it's what you choose to be, be.
Back now, please tell me why you do it, do it. This just don't make sense now. Wanna feel your love now, 'cause it's just too good to be true. I've known you for quite some time, still I'm learning more about you. Deeper blue oceans that you grace is saving. I live for you. You have never let me down. Why do you love me so unfaithful? I never keep my word, no. You still take me back. Why do you love me? Why do you want me? Why do you show grace? I fall down on my knees.
This is do or die. Standing on their back now, so about to fly, 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 fly. 'Cause my God hold me down now. Feeling like my roots deep in the midst of these winds, but I won't break. My God never changed. Even when I'm down, He is faithful to remain. When I'm feeling pain, yes, confident now in His love, so secure. Crying out for more, Lord, I'm letting go. I'm giving you control, you're calling me to grow. Even though it hurts sometimes, I know you make me whole. You're holding my hands and I know you're never letting go. I'm on that overflow, never low. Riding steady, immovable, I'm unbreakable. Try and shake me, but you'll never separate me, no.
Why do you love me so unfaithful? I never keep my word, no. You still take me back. Why do you love me?
Whenever there's nowhere to turn, that's when I gotta trust you. Whenever nothing's making sense, that's when I gotta lean into you. Walking on watch, I'm gone. Seeking early in the mound. Now I got my mind right, lit up like a nightlight, ready like it's fight night. And I'm just getting started. You can come and join the party. Reaching out to this generation, I'm finna glow. Fire burning in these phones, so I'm finna go. Spent so many nights for this flight, for this baby black, for this fight, for this, cause he died. That's how I came alive. Truth of winner ride, daily dying to my pride. Give it all for the glory of my God.
Why do you love me? So unfaithful. I never keep my word, no. You still take me back. Why do you love me? Why do you want me? Why do you show grace and fall down on my knees?
Lord, you want me with your love. You got my heart, Lord. Show me how to love. You've got my heart, Lord. You want me with your love. You've got my heart, Lord. Show me how to love.
No one ever told me this would be easy. But I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks?
Monday morning, motivational Monday. Monday morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Monday with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. Feeling amazing. I'm feeling amazing. These last couple of days, we're on our fourth day, 7 days of revival. And today would be our fifth day. Yep, today is our fifth day. So shout out to anybody that's in the Tampa Bay area. You want to join our revival, please don't hesitate. Come on. Send me an inbox. Don't forget to follow me on all the social media. That's Emma E2K, one word. I'm on all social medias. You can Google me, Soy Googleable. Go to Google and type in Emma E2K. You find out, you know, all of my old social medias. Please follow with a good heart. Please, you know, save the craziness for something else. Shout out to all my urban Christian women. So my urban Christian women movement is in effect. Please support that. The IG is Urban Christian Women, so make sure you follow that. Order the T-shirts and order everything else. The proceedings of that is going to start a nonprofit organization. So we're about to do a lot of big things coming 2018. And if you're in agreement with everything that I do and all the people that I'm connected with, then please help us out. We sure will need it. I'm going to go on my phone lines before I want to then read something else before my final thoughts. So good morning. Good morning. 917-917. Good morning, y'all. With MA2K, peace. Okay, no problem. 347, and they hung up. Wow, okay. So people just want to listen and not talk. It's cool. It's cool. It's no problem. You don't have to be afraid of me. I don't force nobody to talk. Shout out to all those that that were listening, that hung up. It's okay. I don't force nobody to speak. And if you want to call in just to listen, that's awesome. You know, you listen, I talk. That's great. That works out for me. So let me go into then reading my devotional today. And I hope and I pray that, you know, this is meant for somebody. It touches somebody. I'm just being obedient to read it. So do you ever feel like your life is in a holding pattern? Like you're something big must be lurking around the next corner. You may feel like your life is being wasted while you wait for your own destiny. God had Moses in a very similar holding pattern. He had this incredible experience at birth where he was specifically saved from certain death, miraculously found by the most powerful woman in the land and raised as royalty. He had an unbelievable launch to his life. And then after a fatal mistake, he became your average sheep herder in the desert for the next 40 years. 40 years. That's a long time. No wonder if the greatness of the vision you were born into will ever come to fruition. The most amazing part of Moses' story is that after all the waiting, God came to him in one of those most famous ways in history. And we all know how incredibly God went on to use Moses after that. When 40 years had passed, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire in a bush in the wilderness of Mount Sinai, Acts 7:30. Remember, if you feel directionless right now, without vision and without destiny, know that no wilderness is too remote for you to stumble upon a burning bush. You have only to trust, to watch, and to wait. Ooh, the word of God. So I wanted to share that with whoever needed that. Whoever needed that, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that needed to hear that. And if you know anyone that needs to hear that, please make sure that you share the link to this show so someone can hear it, so someone can be blessed by it, because it's no good if we learn and we don't teach. It's no good that if we receive something and we don't keep passing it on, right? So I'm so grateful to be able to have this platform, to be able to touch people's lives, to be able to have people touch my life through this very same platform that I've been honored to have. And you know, I got off the radio for a couple of months because, you know, my schedule was hectic. But aside from that, I wasn't too sure if I wanted to keep doing radio. So, you know, God reminded me I need to use all my platforms to spread his word. So God be the glory with everything. And I will be continuing to doing these shows, Motivational Mondays. I've been doing these shows now for the last 5 years. I'm going on 5 years already doing these shows. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Only by the grace of God, Motivational Mondays, and, of course, LushRadioOnline.net that have been very supportive and have been having me on the air for several years, even when I didn't know that I was going to be on the air. They have always been behind me. My partner, my amazing, amazing queen sister, Lush, has been always so supportive with, you know, with me and standing by me. And I appreciate you, sis. And I want to take this time to say that I love you. And queen salute to you. Queen salute to all those amazing, amazing, amazing queens that are out there just trying to do what they can. Trying to use the skills and the blessings that God has bestowed on them. You know, God gives us gifts, and then we take those gifts and we turn them around for his glory. So shout out to all those amazing urban Christian women that are doing that. And shout out to the urban Christian men, too. Shout out to you guys, too. Y'all rock. You know, we need you to be healthy. We need you to be men of God so then you can be able to, you know, lead us. Yeah, we need that from you. So get yourself together. If things have been going wrong, God has given you another day to do things right. So what are you going to do with this day? What are you going to do with this day? Continue to be kind to others and continue to see beneath their beautiful. Until the next time, God bless you and take care and be good with one another.
You tell all the boys no, makes you feel good. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. You've built your wall so high that no one could climb. But I'm gonna try, would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl, take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful tonight? Thank you.
if you're beautiful, would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl, take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside, would you let me
oh.